Welcome back here to the course as we're now with our champion here in 2023. Second time he's won the tournament, 1 year separated. You won it in 2021. Ross, congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Pretty good weekend here for you. You started off with a one under round there on Friday. You mentioned to us earlier that maybe you weren't feeling the best, but you came out and played anyways, and that worked out pretty well for you.
Yeah, I was a little under the weather on Friday, so just tried to get around the best I could, and then just feeling a lot better Saturday, so score reflected that a little bit too.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, Saturday was awesome for you, 64. It just felt like you were kind of in a comfortable groove. You were putting yourself in position to have a lot of birdie opportunities, and you were making plenty of them, and that's got to feel good when you're doing that.
Yeah, for sure. I hit the ball great on Saturday. Probably didn't hit it quite as good today, but play a little differently, I guess, when you have a little bit of a lead, so don't get quite as aggressive as I was yesterday. So,
yeah. Yeah. The round today, I guess, how'd you feel coming into the day? Obviously, you played really well on Saturday. You probably have a lot of confidence stepping up to the tee box. How'd you approach it today?
Yeah, I felt good. It was windy early on, so I was just trying to, keep the ball in play and put myself in, the middle of the green and just try to make a bunch of pars today. I knew with it being windy early on, a par was probably going to be a decent score today, so... I just tried to put myself in the middle of the greens and stay out of trouble. It's easy to get in trouble around here.
There was a point there on the front nine where the gap maybe had kind of closed a little bit. Do you sense that at all?
Yeah. I knew when Zach got, he was within one there, I think, for a little bit. And yeah, I knew it. And, I just had to keep my head down and just keep playing my game. And, Zach's a great player. So I knew there's a chance he can go out and make a bunch of birdies. So yeah, just try to keep my head down, play my own game and see where we end up at the end of the day.
The year as a whole, how do you feel like your golf year's gone?
Yeah, it's been well. Played a few tournaments before this and played fairly well in those as well. So, yeah, it's been a good year. Felt like my game's been in a good spot. And I got out and played a fair amount, so it's been good. It's been a great summer. Yeah.
I know 2 years ago when you won, you had the chance to have your folks here with you on the bag, walking with you around the course. You get to do that again here today. How special is that for you?
Yeah, it's awesome having them here. And my wife was here the first 2 days riding around with me, and so she had to. She's in children's ministry, so Sundays are her busy days, so she couldn't make it today. But yeah, it's been awesome having them and my wife the first 2 days. It's fun having support around you when you're playing. So.
Yeah, this event is always fun. I got a lot of guys that come and keep playing year after year. I know you've kind of fell into that as well. How much do you look forward to playing in this?
Yeah, this is by far my favorite tournament of the year. Just the people here are great. The course is great. It's just a great event all around. And yeah, it's by far my favorite one of the summer. So I try not to miss it. If I have any say, I want to be here. So.
Yeah. So we can expect you back to try to defend your title next year, hopefully.
Yes, most likely I'll be here.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ross. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Ross Martins, you're a champion here at the 2023 Tournament of the Champions. We're going to take a quick break. We'll toss it back up to the clubhouse and wind down our coverage here of the 2023 event here on KJAN.